Va'amolek, whom may oilam ritzua mardus liYisrael. And we know the Medrash tells us that Amolek is always a problem and a whip that's used against Klal Yisrael, Rachmona Litzlan. V'hu oirev tomid bo'eis sheYisrael tzrichin lizkois laharefua shebchinas shalom. And he's always waiting there at a time, at a moment when Klal Yisrael are supposed to receive their medicine, this shalom, he's always there, v'oz hu mekatreg aleim, and he always tries to prosecute us, to bring all kinds of complaints against us. Al shalei savlu adayin marirus kefi aroi lahem. What do you mean? They haven't had enough bitterness yet. They haven't had enough medicine yet. They need more medicine. Ki be'emes loy savlu koroi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, we did not receive the full measuring of suffering we were supposed to. The Gemara tells us that we were supposed to be in Egypt 400 years, and Hashem deducted 190 from those 400. We came out after 210 years. This is like the pasuk in Yeshaya where it says, "V'ato hishlachto achar gevcho kol chatoi." You, Hashem, decided to take all my sins and throw it over your shoulder, like, you know, just throw it away, ignore it, in a sense. Because Hashem saw and realized that the Jews can't handle any more golos. As it says over there, they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait there any longer. As is brought in the Eitz Chai, in the Kisvei Arizal, in a few places. Shem lo yehoye Hashem Yisborach memar lo yitzim b'Mitzrayim koydem haketz. That had Hashem not taken us out before the right time, there wouldn't have been who to take out anymore, chas v'shalom. Would have been the end. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is explaining over there in Likut Imran. That when Hashem sees and realizes that the person can't handle the medicine, the person can't handle the rehabilitation. Azai hu berachamov mashli chatoisov achar kseifov. Then Hashem, out of his kindness, has the ability to take the whole bag of sins and say, "Wee," and toss it over his shoulders. Toss it, just get, throw it away. Kedei shelo yislabesh hasholim b'merirus harbe kiyim kefi yecholtoi. So that the peace that has to be restored should not have to be cloaked in so much bitterness, rather just as much as the person can handle, and not more than that. V'zehu mamish inyan golos Mitzrayim. And this is exactly the story about the exile in Egypt. Shoyo muchruch kaviyoch ledalig alakeitzu lamayit miris hagolos. Hashem was forced to change the dates, to go into the computer and change the date, and to skip over the real date, and to decrease the bitterness of the golus, because the Jews couldn't handle anymore. But Amalek is always waiting over there, and he's always complaining about this. He comes down to this world and convinces Jews to do sins. He's the Eitz Sahara, gets people to do all kinds of bad things. And then he goes up and he prosecutes. He testifies in court against us. At the time that the person is supposed to receive the medication, the cure, which is shalom, and then the person has to go through some bitterness before that, that's when Amalek goes after the person and tries to get the person to do another avera, to mess up. When the person, while the person's going through the rehabilitation, they're trying to take to get cured, Amalek tries to go and convince the person to mess up again, not to pass the test. Sheyizboil ma'at hamariros, that the person should be willing to suffer, to accept the little bit of bitterness. Umesisoi levayit bamariros. Amalek convinces the person to reject the bitterness, to run away. I don't want it. I don't want the cure. Shehum mukhrach lekabel b'shvil refuasoi, which the person must accept in order to get cured. And then Amalek is the one who convinces the person to run away. And then Amalek goes in front of the court and says, look, the person didn't get enough medicine. They didn't accept the bitterness. The person didn't get enough bitterness. And the truth is that the person at that time, while they're going through this, they're in tremendous danger. Because Hashem has taken pity on the person and Hashem has minimized the bitterness that the person should be able to handle it. Hashem is trying to give the person the minimum that that person needs. But when the person doesn't have rachmonis on themselves, and the person doesn't want to accept it, they don't want to suffer, they don't want to accept that the minimal amount of bitterness that they need in order to get cured, then the prosecution gets stronger. They have a case. What do you mean? We brought them to this place and they're not cooperating. For 6 weeks, for 4 weeks, they're not listening. They don't want to cooperate. And then a decision is chashom to send that person so much bitterness that the person can't handle whatsoever, that there's no way the person can handle. The oz ein shalom omar Hashem lo rishoim. And then we get into a situation of ein shalom, no shalom at all, to the rishoim, to the person who's behaving like a total rasha, doesn't even want to accept the refuah, chas v'shalom. Ki bevadai afal pisha shemizborach goyimel chayovim toivois. Because even though Hashem does all kinds of goodness and kindness with us, v'hu mekel al balei tshuva, and Hashem tries to make it as easy as possible for balei tshuva, ve'einoi machbid aleihem, he doesn't give them the full measure of what they deserve or what they need. That they should have to experience the real amount of bitterness that's appropriate based on all their sins. Even though Hashem is having rachmonis and he's minimizing it, but still, usually, for Hashem to say zero suffering is impossible. That usually can't be. The person has to go through a little bit. Because usually the person has to experience a little bit of bitterness according to what they can handle for their tshuva, for their repentance, and for the cure of their nefesh. Shuv b'chinas ha-sholoim shemislabesh b'marirus. That's this shalom that's coming cloaked in the marirus. Ve'im einoi chos al nafshoi. And if the person doesn't care about themselves, ve'einoi roitza lizboil shum marirus atzorfos nafshoi, and the person doesn't want to accept, they don't want to go through any bitterness at all, azai chas v'shalom shochan olof marirus harbe koroiloi. Then rachmon al son chas v'shalom, the person, it gets worse. They send the person much more bitterness, chas v'shalom, according to what the person really deserved. They say, you don't want this little, we'll show you the real thing, chas v'shalom. You're complaining about this. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal made a famous statement that if a person doesn't want to suffer a little, they'll suffer a lot. Meaning he was teaching us as religious Jews, and especially Balei Tshuva, that if a person sees that they're going through some difficulties, don't complain. Don't be angry. Don't. You can beg. You can say, Hashem, whoa, 1 second. I know you think I can handle this. You think I'm strong, but look, I ain't got no muscles. I'm a fly. I'm zero. That a person can say. That Hashem, could you check again? Because it looks like somebody turned the valve up a little too high. I don't know if... But if a person, Hashem, gets angry and say, if a person starts saying, I don't deserve this, or what could I possibly have done to deserve this? That's a mistake. That's crossing a certain line. That's judging Hashem. Who are you judging? you know how much you deserve. You know what you're talking about? Chas v'shalom, you know. So therefore, a person has to be extremely careful when they're going through it. You're allowed to beg Hashem. You're allowed to say, Hashem, I know that I deserve this. I know that on one hand, I have to go through this. But on the other hand, I know, Hashem, you still have veto. And just like in Mitzrayim, when push came to shove, when you had to, you were able to say, oops, and kick us out of Mitzrayim 190 years earlier. So Hashem, maybe just one more time, just for me and a couple of my friends, you know, take us out of this mess, even if we have to be in this mess for a couple of months or a couple of years. You, Hashem, have ways to shorten it. V'seh b'chinas milchemes samolik. And based on what we're learning here, we can understand the terrible war against Amalek throughout all the generations. Shehu oirev al Yisrael bo'es hazois shehem ayefim v'yegeim. Amalek lies waiting to hurt us, especially when we're tired and weak. B'chinas, as the Torah says, v'ato oyef v'yogea. You, the Jewish people, were very tired and worn out. V'oz oirev aleihem. And then Amalek lies in ambush waiting to pounce on us. U'mekarer oisam. And he cools us off towards Hashem. He takes out our passion, our love for Hashem. He robs us of that. Shelo yihyu chas v'shalom lohutim achra Hashem yizborach. So that the Jews shouldn't be desperate for Hashem. We shouldn't want Hashem very much. Lisboil merirus harafuus, and thereby be able to and willing to suffer the bitterness of the medication that we have to take to cure us and heal us. Bechinas, as the pasuk says about Amalek, asher korcho baderech, he cooled off the Jewish people when we were on the way, to Eretz Yisrael, when we had left Egypt. V'alkein nismach melchemes Amalek lemasois v'nisyonos shel Yisrael. And this is also why the battle against Amalek is written right next to the tests that the Jewish people went through when they were in the desert. Kemo Shekosov, as the Torah says, that the Jews started questioning. They started questioning Hashem. And they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyin. Is Hashem with us or not? Vayovoy Amalek. And the next pasuk says, Amalek came and attacked. Ki kol hanesiyonos shehoyu l'Yisrael oz, shelo yehoyu lehem mayim berefidim, v'chein meriras hamayim b'moro, kol zeh hoyu b'chinas hamarirus shetzrichin lizboil, kidei lekabel hasholoim al yidei zeh. All the tests that the Jewish people were going through at that time when they left Egypt, that when they came to Refidim there was no water, and then they got to another place, Mora, and the waters were bitter, they couldn't drink them. All of that represented the bitterness that a person has to go through in order to receive the shalom, as we learned earlier. Umachma sheYisrael lo kiblu hamarirus korori, and because of the fact that the Jews did not accept the bitterness properly, v'hirharu achrav yisporach, and instead they started doubting Hashem, chas v'shalom, al kein bo Amalek v'locham imoim b'yisahu. That's why Amalek came along and attacked at that moment. Shehu b'chinas ha-kitrug hanal. Amalek represents that prosecution, as we mentioned earlier, that when Hashem wants the Jewish people to get to the Shalom, and in order to get to the Shalom, we have to go through a little bit of bitterness. And when we're not willing to go through the bitterness properly, that's when Amalek comes and attacks and says, hey, it's not fair. They're supposed to have some bitterness. The law is, in order to have shalom, you have to have merirus. Ki milchamtoi hoyo lemalo, hoyso lemalo ulamato. Because the battle of Amalek was on two levels. Below on earth, there was a physical battle, and also there was a battle taking place in heaven. Kimuva, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yehoshua, you go out and do battle with Amalek. He meant, you handle the battle on the first floor. I'm going up to the penthouse. I'm going up to the upper floors to deal with the battle that Amalek is waging in the United Nations up there. Rachmona Litzlan. ועל כן השם יספורך סויני אויסוי כל כך יויסר מכל העמים. And this is also why Hashem hates Amalek more than all the other nations, כי הוא אוירב לישראל מאויד תומד בויס שהם בסכון הגדולו, בויס הלחץ והדחק. Because Amalek is always the one who's lying in ambush. He waits and he attacks specifically at the worst time, at the time when we're in the most danger and jeopardy, when we're under pressure. Bo'eis shein tzrichem lizboil meriras harafuos. At the time that we have to go through and suffer the bitterness of the medication, that's when Amalek comes and sticks his nose in to make sure we're getting enough bitterness and to make sure we're handling it the right way. And if not, if he sees the slightest mistake, boom, he's right there to prosecute.